Listen, I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. I am so excited and glad that God has anointed me to preach the gospel. In Jesus' name, until next Wednesday, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
When there is unity and agreement and togetherness, there will be peace and pleasantness. Amen. Now, one thing that husbands and wives have to do, and even you as an individual, you have to identify the unity busters, things that bust up the unity, things that break down unity, things that break oneness and that builds walls of separation. Satan is busy, and he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be busy in your life. When you hear people say the devil busy, they just bragging on him. I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody more busy than God. Yes. So don't tell me how busy the devil is. You just need to take authority over him and shut him down. Amen. You have the authority and the power given to you by God through the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to shut him down, to rebuke him, bind him, cast him out, trample him underneath your feet, stand against him, resist him, push him down, push him aside, walk all over the top of him. You ain't supposed to be dominated by the devil. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That includes the devil. You have the power to say no to any temptation that he brings. Put him out of business. Unemploy him. When he come to your life looking for a place to work in your family, you say, look, can't work here. Amen. And then you got to get some wisdom, some knowledge, and some understanding so you recognize that joker when he show up. Some people don't even know the devil working. He punching a time clock. That's why certain days, certain times of the day, you get aggravated. Right? Certain times of the week, you just get frustrated. You just say, this Wednesday, this is going to be a bad day. You already prophesying it. He know when to punch the time clock. I can go to work right here because they're going to get up in a bad mood on every Thursday. They get up on a bad mood. How many of you got your day? How many of y'all got a day that you just you got your day? How many of y'all got your day? Now, some of y'all ain't being honest. Y'all looking at me, but y'all ain't being honest. You know there's certain days of the week you have a hard time. My day used to be Monday. I ain't like going to work. I took more personal holidays on Monday. I love three-day weekends. I was all right Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Monday, I had to get control of that. You need to recognize what times he come around you. You need to recognize that when people say certain things, that it just rub you the wrong way. The devil know everything rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, he
does. Somebody rub you wrong way at work, and you come home and rub the whole family. Everybody wondering what happened to you. What are the unity busters? Let me tell you what they are, because everybody's going to have to contend with these. If you're going to build unity in your relationship, then you need to know the things that work against unity, things that work against oneness. I got a list of things. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them, but I'm going to clarify them a little bit. Poor communication is a unity buster. It leads to misunderstanding because there's verbal and nonverbal communication. How many of you know sometimes people think that if they ain't said nothing, everything all right? How many know you can say a lot without opening your mouth? How many know your eyes talk? How many know body language talk? Your husband go to touching, you do this. Oh, you just said something. You ain't saying nothing. Yeah, you did. I ain't saying nothing to him. Yeah, you did. She asked you to do something and you got looking up in the air. You just said a whole bunch. There she go again. You know when you don't like what's going on? Some of you get spiritual with it. Jesus! You ain't calling on Jesus. You ain't calling on Jesus. Because if you was calling on Jesus, you'd be submissive and humble. Lord, I just don't know if I can take this. That's right. I'm wondering how he putting up with you. Let me move on. Poor communication break down unity. When you miscommunicate, when you're not honest, when you give the silent treatment. Now, silence have its place when you want to stop an argument. One of y'all just need to be quiet. Somebody got to be big enough to shut the trap. Your mouth is a trap. Somebody got to have enough sense to just say, don't say nothing right now. Poor communication is a unity buster. If you don't take the time to express how you feel and to express your thoughts clearly, you can't expect people to be mind readers. A lot of times a woman wants a man to be a mind reader. Ain't I'm telling the truth? He ought to know me by now. He ought to know how I feel. I ain't got to tell him nothing. That's why he keep acting a fool, because you ain't open your mouth. That man don't know what's going on in you. You looking through pink eyeglasses. That's why you need a revelation. That's why you need a revelation of that woman, so you can understand better. All right, number two, a lack of shared purpose and goals. When you're going in opposite directions, you want different things in life, and you can't find any agreement concerning the direction that you're going in because of a lack of revelation of who you are together and what you can accomplish. When you don't have a common goal and a common vision, then you're going to pull in opposite direction, and when you do, then the walls of separation go up. So if you're single, you need to make sure that you marry somebody that's going in the same direction you're going in. You can't get hooked up with somebody that don't believe like you believe, don't love God like you love him, don't want to go to church like you want to go to church, and they'll go to church a little bit when you're dating because they want you. Oh, I think I can do it. How long gonna take me to get out of church for a year? I can hang for a year. And then you marry somebody like that, in about 6 months you wake up in the morning and he growling at you.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm probably going to have church at the other side of church. I ain't going to church. I'm not going to church. Wasn't no church goal, you know I was before you married me.
You was different before that.
No, I wasn't. I was just like this. All
right. You got to find somebody going in the same direction.
Husband and wife, you got to pull together. You can't pull apart. How you going to have unity if you're pulling apart? If you're always going in separate directions? If you have nothing in common? As you grow together as a husband and wife, you got to still grow together, and you still have to keep things in common, or otherwise you're going to grow apart from one another. You have to stay involved in each other's life. You have to keep on operating in first love principles. Praise God. You got to be unified. I know with CeCe, she checked me out when I met her. I checked her out. I asked her. I didn't know what God called me to do. I knew it was something, though. I said, God's got his hands on me. I need to find out about her before I really fall in love with her. You can tell when you're about to fall.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. You can tell when you can't sleep at night thinking about him.
All right.
Yeah. When you daydream about him, that's all you can see is them. You falling. When you can't wait to talk to them, you falling. When they just talking to you in a conversation, reach over and put their hand on you like that, and you go like, oh. CeCe like to talk with her hand. Sometimes we'd be talking, sitting there, and she said, but you know, Greg, and she would just do that. Didn't it mean it nothing? And I look down there and say, she touched me. She put her hands on me. She touched me. And I pull my hand back and say, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Don't touch her back, Greg. Don't touch her back. She wasn't meaning nothing by it, nothing sexual with that or nothing like that. But I mean, when you fall in love, every little if she touch your little pinky, you start seeing stars. She touched me. She touched me. She touched this little hand right here. Yeah. I said, I may be called in ministry one day. You okay with that? Yep. I said, I might be sent overseas to be a missionary. I don't know what God want me to do. What if I get called to go to the mission field? Then guess what she said? She said, wherever you go, I'm gone. I say, what you talking about? I said, oh, shucky, shucky now. I said, things is going good here now. I said, your mama live in Lake Charles. I said, what if we get to move? We got to move. I ain't in Alexandria. I'm farther away from your mama. Wherever you go, I'm going. I said, I may be called to be a pastor one day. What'd you say about that? Whatever you call to do, I'm called to do. I said, oh, shucky, shucky, shucky. This is the one. This is the one. I even told about my giving. I said, I love to give. At that time, I give away a large sum of money. I said, well, figure how she feel about that. I said, you know, I gave away a lot of money.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'd like to invite you to special services with New York Times best-selling author, Minister Bill Weiss, author of 23 Minutes in Hell, on Sunday, June 22nd at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was picked up and taken by the Lord and dropped off in a prison cell in hell. It was rough-hewn stone walls with bars. My mouth was so dry, I noticed the first thing was the tremendous heat. There's not enough air. And I noticed there were these huge creatures in this cellar. And they were just cursing God. And they